The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 292.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a fashion entrepreneur and also the co-founder of Butterflies and Marigolds, and I'm just excited to have her on and share her story with us. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Elsie Zito. Elsie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey there, Sheena. Hello, everybody. My name is Elsie Zito. I'm a fashion entrepreneur and the co-founder for Butterflies and Marigolds. Really glad to be on this show. I'm the author and creator of the A to Z wardrobe book and online course. I'm really passionate about helping women regain control in their wardrobes because I really believe that a well-curated wardrobe forms the foundation for authentic personal style. Great to be on this show.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Elsie, what's your cultural background?
A little complicated. I'm a Peranakan Chinese, which means I'm a Straits-born Chinese. My parents were descendants from Chinese immigrants, merchants, I think, if the family tree serves me correctly. And my great-grandparents settled in Malaysia. Before 1965, I think Malaysia and Singapore were one country. Now, of course, we are separated. So I'm not really Chinese, although I look it. It's complicated. We are Asian. We call ourselves Peranakans.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that tidbit. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I'm a Christian, so my favorite self-confidence quote comes from the Bible. And it's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Above, I know there are a whole lot of confidence quotes out there, you know, every day if you go on Pinterest or Instagram, you see like a whole lot of it, but this one really speaks to me, and it's the one quote that I hold on to when things get tough, which as an entrepreneur, it gets tough all the time, right? Things fall down, fall apart almost every day. And this is the one thing that I remember and I remind myself that, okay, I've got this, I can do this, God is on my side, I can do this. And well, it's been an exciting journey and this has really kept me going.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's so true. You know, being an entrepreneur, something great always happens.
Like, yes.
Like earlier when this interview wasn't going properly, we just keep going, you know, great example of that. And I'm glad this third time's a charm to record it. So, you know, things happen, technological things happen, but we just keep going. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think for me, self-confidence is really just being sure of yourself and your abilities. Being spontaneous helps, I think, like our little tech meltdown just now. I think my definition of self-confidence would be that you believe or have faith in your own ability that whatever happens, you'll figure it out. You know what I mean? I think as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of things that can cause meltdowns. A lot of things don't happen the way we plan for it to happen. But that doesn't mean that we don't get it done. Humor goes a long way, trying to see the funny side of things. Don't take it all so seriously and have a joyful journey. I think that one works very well for me too.
I love it. Thanks for sharing that. And it's true, right? Everything's a journey. Things are going to not work. There's going to have good and bad days. But, you know, in the end, we are going to laugh about it. It's like, you know, a couple of years down the road, we're like, I can't believe I was like this, you know, and just kind of laugh it
shorten
off.
Which... Shorten the couple of years, like immediately laugh.
That too. That's
probably a better journey.
Like 5 minutes.
Yes.
So I love that definition. Thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would say I was a watcher, I was a spectator. I'm that nerdy kid at the back of the class because I was quite tall. As an Asian, as a student, I was quite tall. So the teachers always put me at the back of the class and I had bad eyesight. So I was wearing these really huge thick glasses, plastic, because my parents were afraid that glass would cause my eyes to... would be bad for me if I have any accidents and then the glass will poke into my eye, that kind of worry. So I was always at the back of the class. I had pigtails. I had really no confidence. So whatever the teacher asked for in class, I would keep quiet. I think if I could melt into the furniture, I would hide behind the desk, behind the bed, behind the spectacles, just hiding behind other people. I don't think I ever volunteered any answers unless you ask me. And even then, I'm shy and quiet. I'll just watch the world go around, but I would not actively participate. Or show up even. Or show up, but I'll stand at the sidelines and just watch the show. You know what I mean? That was me before self-confidence, really.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's what a lot of Asian women go through, being in the background.
Oh, yes.
Afraid to do anything. You know,
and behind the men. We hide behind the men as well. We have brothers and fathers and, hide behind the men.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's the way we were brought up too, right? Thinking that, you know, we always have to always be in the background, not make any noise, you know, just follow what people tell you to do, be that obedient person.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, those things really screw us over. That's all I can say.
You said it right.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you didn't have to be in the background? You can be, you know, watching the world and participate at the same time. What was that aha moment?
I think for me, there wasn't really a definitive moment, but because I was always in the background, there's really not very much to do. And you know, sometimes the men are not very smart. So I hide myself behind books. And the more I read, I think knowledge helps. The more you read, the more you hear about other women doing great stuff. For me, I think fashion and style was a big deal because I was very self-conscious of my body, I think. As a teenager growing up, I was very awkward. I was socially inadequate. I was always told to, you know, children have to be quiet, then be quiet, listen to daddy, and not show up. Like, you show up, but you are not allowed to even speak your mind. And for me, I realized after a while that, you know what, this is my life too. I'm not going to get to be a kid again. I'm not going to get to be a teenager again. And if I have questions, now's a good time to ask. Because otherwise, I can't get to the next step. It was more like, I see self-confidence as more like an obstacle course. You ask some questions, you get a bit more knowledge, you get a bit more competent, and then you move ahead. And then as you ask a few more questions and you learn a little bit more, you move ahead. And I think mentors in school, my teachers were very helpful. They encourage us to ask questions. They answer, they take time. I really appreciate what the teachers did for us then, back then. Otherwise, I think I would have stayed the geeky kid right at the back of the classroom and not have moved forward, I think.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And having, you know, great mentors is also really important, right? Sometimes when we don't have that push, we require other people to push us forward, to lift us up so we can keep going and have that confidence built up.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
I think I like to think that I've become more proactive in getting results. Obviously, at some point, I decided that, you know what, I'm not going to always have to do what mommy tells me to do. And I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to live out her dreams for me. I have to live out my own. And I found my own in fashion and in style. And I just decided after my university to, you know what, only one life, let's just go for broke. Let's do what really makes my heart beat faster. And for me, that was fashion and style. So I became really, really proactive about the outcomes that I wanted. And in 2005, I met a lovely partner. She was going to come back from London after spending 10 years away. And we started this fashion business, Butterflies and Marigolds. My parents, my mother particularly, was really upset. She was like, are you sure you went to university and you've got econs and you've got maths, you've got computer programming, do you really want to start a fashion business? Like, huh? She was really disappointed, but I think it was what was in my heart to do. So no, really, it was a hard journey, but no turning back. Everything is figure outable. You know, you learn as you grow along, and the entrepreneurial journey was difficult, but it was fun. And I enjoyed the learning. I enjoyed the new experiences. I made so many friends and mentors. And really, there were women ahead of me, way, way ahead of me in the curve. And they were willing to teach and help and tell me, you know, these are the pitfalls. Don't go there. But of course, you know, we tumble in through a few of our own. But I think through it all, the journey is so much more fun when your heart is in it. And I think we get more confident and more competent as we go along. That's life, right? In every aspect, in every area, you get more confident as you grow your competence. And I think that is one of my biggest takeaways.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you said, you know, everything's figure outable. I think that should be a new, that should be a new word in the dictionary. So, okay. Because, you know, it's a lot about learning to figure out stuff, whether we know it or not. And the more we can learn our own, that's really how we can build confidence. So, you know, I'm glad, you know, you're out there doing your thing, doing what you love versus what people want you to do. I mean, it's such a big relief, right? Like a weight lifted off of you that you get to do what you love. So congrats to that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be on her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Master your beat of your own drum. Keep your own rhythm. I think that's important. Keep your own rhythm because today's modern woman, we have so many things thrown at us for good or for bad. And there are so many things out there, so many things you can learn, you can acquire, you can do with your life. And we all only have 24 hours a day. So I would say march to your own drumbeat and keep your own rhythm. Do not ever be pressured to conform to other people's standards because they are not yours. And don't surrender your dreams. Whatever you do, at whatever age, whatever season of your life, do not surrender your dreams because other people are not confident about your dreams or other people don't think you can succeed. Doesn't mean that you can't. You really have to give yourself a fair shot and shoot for the stars. Really shoot for the stars. You never know. You may get there. And whatever it is, it will be such a happier journey because it's something you really wanted to do.
Thanks for those awesome tips. And Elsie, if our listeners wanted to connect with you or get to know a little bit more about you, is there any links or social media profiles you want to share with our listeners?
We post a blog every week. My blog is called butterfliesandmarigolds.com. So really, just head there and you'll find me there. And of course, my latest baby is my online course. I created it. It's called the A to Z Wardrobe Online. And I would really love it if your listeners would head over there. It's called the A2ZWardrobe.com. I wrote a book in the same name, but I am super passionate about just helping women create a wardrobe that rocks their personal style. Because, you know, we don't need to be supermodels and we don't need to be all dressed up all the time, but dress in a way that you are comfortable in and you're happy in and you feel good about yourselves. Then you can go serve all the people that you have to, and really they'll be happy to see that you look good and you feel good too, right?
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those tidbits. Thanks for sharing that info. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Elsie, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Elsie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Elsie for taking the time to share her story with us. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Lovely to be here on the show.
It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.